Can we go to Club 15 inside the ship now?
Pound of salt.
Dangerously close. I might fall over.
You were carrying 19 pounds on your person?
That won't save me. There's not enough reasoning.
Are they not paper?
The bars are too far.
They are.
That's because you're standing so far away from the bars.
I can see you slipping right through them.
I just...
No weapons.
Making sure that I know you're carrying 19 pounds on your...
That's small.
It is presumably carrying 4 pounds and...
I know, they should be tighter.
Yeah. On me.
If it's paper, then sure. Why not?
As you move on.
You didn't have time to saw off your shotgun, right?
No, because you told me I couldn't.
Yeah. Well, that's in the rules, dude. Sorry, it's what some of the rooms are for later. But you will notice that both your guys' pistol, all its ammo, and your axe is missing. Except you guys are carrying all your money on.
I don't carry all my money on me.
Your room was not the one that was robbed.
So all my bullets are gone, even the shotgun shells?
Yes. Anything that was easily carried and easily concealed.
It would be kind of hard.
They didn't take your knife because I basically assume you have that on your person. You're hiding it.
Then you boom.
They didn't take my shotgun, though, right?
It's not easy to conceal.
Yeah. Right.
But they did take the shell out of it.
I'm turning around and going right back to the valets.
Hello, sir. Hello. I would ask that you please go back.
We've been robbed.
Bugger. I'll go get a lieutenant immediately.
Please do.
Yes.
I suppose as I sleep, Liam, search the room, see if there's anything.
Suspicious. Yeah. Five.
Whoever came in here, they were fairly good at what they did.
Did you steal our stuff, Ivan?
Do you recall?
Oh, man. I don't see it anywhere.
This definitely looks like it was a common burglar.
Does anyone have an actual pencil?
No. I do, but something cool.
No. I want to mark this stuff to say it's gone for now. I fully intend to either buy it back or get it back. So
remember to get your half pound back.
Yeah. Pistol, knife, or pistol, axe, all my ammo.
Anything that was easily concealable.
I'm not really sure how we got away with the shotgun.
It's just a box of 50 shells. You don't carry that ammo loose. That's a terrible way to carry shotgun ammo.
I'll save that in case we actually end up in combat and I need to scrounge some ammo real fast. I assume... saltpeter bullets are not considered common enough to,
No. Rock salt shot is... Well... rock salt, I could say, but not...
Shotgun shells made of rock salt.
Actually, that's what you put rock salt in.
Oh, okay.
It's in shotgun. It's the non-lethal version of shotgun. You don't kill people with rock salt.
It just hurts.
It just hurts.
It's kind of like being shot with a beanbag.
It'll hurt ghosts, though, too, which is...
That's right. That's the point. But... a lot of people have rock salt just to, kind of scare people off their farm, but they don't want to kill them.
Yeah. Okay.
Up walks the lieutenant. Oh, yes. I hear there's been a theft.
Yeah.
Would you please report the items that were stolen?
A large amount of hunting equipment was stolen.
Ah, yes.
2 pistols, an axe, and all of our ammo.
Ah, well, speaking with the rest of the crew, you have mentioned, both of you have mentioned that you're on a hunting trip, so nothing terribly suspicious there. He writes it all down. We will search the ship immediately, and we will attempt to find your lost objects.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
Of course.
As after he walks off, you realize that translates he's not going to end up doing jack shit, right?
Have you seen a pistol?
Yeah, we're probably going to have to take this into our own hands, though.
Of course not.
Ah, well, keep going then.
Strip search!
Perhaps we should ask our resident thief
what she would do with him.
Is there
she probably hunts down when we hit
Definitely, sir, ma'am.
Or she'd put them in a bag.
Well, you guys walk over to her bag.
We were robbed. We just wanted to be
butter biscuit.
I searched through her fingers. I searched through it. I come up with a piece of chicken in my mouth.
Hey, that's not yours.
And then he realizes it's been in there for 4 or 5 days. Because I haven't served chicken once.
Shark feed.
Great, so if we fall in the water, we get eaten as we drown.
You see what happens? You see what happens against the water.
Ravening.
You know you float, right?
No.
You float.
Only witches float. The bubble, it does not.
Do you know this?
That's like the names of the
mountains. They look like a duck. Or wood.
So, what's the plan at this point, guys? You guys were robbed.
What's your character's name, Ivan?
You guys can see the steam plume getting closer.
How long were we at the party?
Maybe an hour or two.
Okay.
Miss Lee. We seem to have been stolen from our room. I thought perhaps...
Excellent,
I thought perhaps you might be able to help us find the thief. Said a thief to catch a thief, you know? That sort of thing. Any insight you may have?
I began asking around the ballet to see if any of them were near our room.
Keep your stuff on you?
Go ahead and give me streetwise.
I do generally, but carrying around a pistol all the time is not so good.
I do it.
Ivan, you're going to have to do this again because I'm terrible at this. I just went where the U.S. government told me to go. I got a 3.
Were you near my room this time? Hello, sir! Why don't you please go back to the patch?
Please make your attempt.
What?
We need you to ask around, too, since I'm terrible at this. He's good at it, too, since you have streetwise, don't you?
I have streetwise and history.
I'll stay here, don't worry.
I'll stay with her.
Slow you down.
You two seem better at talking to people than me. For some reason, Americans don't get the respect they deserve on a British ship.
Amen to that, brother!
This does count as a British ship, is that correct?
This is indeed a British ship. It's HMS Curator.
So I don't take the -2.
That is correct. You are in your native air.
So I had a -4
yeah,
there.
Technically you got a 1.
8.
Ah,
success rise.
0.
I don't need my laundry done.
Yes.
No. No laundry.
Yes.
No.
Just steal the socks.
Go back to Japan. Thank you. Ni hao.
Wow.
Take my fork.
Alright. Oh, of course, a real English gentleman asking questions around me. See a little Chinese old cheese. You mean she's Japanese? Oh, crap. there was indeed one chap near in the hallway at the time.
What did he look like? Did you see?
He was a very clean-cut Prussian gentleman. I believe his heir something.
Really? Is he wearing a military uniform?
I believe so, yes. Yes. Damn Prussians, can't trust them.
Bugger. Which is apparently actually a fairly offensive word in Europe.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
Of course.
Did you see him? You didn't see him entering any rooms?
No, he was just in the general area at the time.
Well, perhaps I can go ask him. Thank you.
It's quite all right.
You know, you don't have to hold on to my arm.
Clap of thunder. I'll go fight him.
You're getting dust all over your dress.
I'll go find the Prussian guy.
It's okay, I'm used to doing it.
Yeah, you'll find him kind of standing around on the edge of the ship. He's kind of looking off of the giant oncoming steam cloud.
It's a bit menacing, isn't
it? Ah! Our Whitman.
Yes.
Pleasure again. Yes, it is menacing.
So, it seems I have been robbed.
Oh!
I was asking around and someone said they saw you in the area. I thought perhaps you may have seen something.
That was your room?
Yes,
I saw a small man. Young man. Almost boy. He entered a room. If that was your room, I assume it's his.
Hmm. Well, I suppose it must have been my room then.
Yes. Young boy, redhead, probably Irish.
Roll sense motive.
Is there a sense motive?
It's notice.
Nine.
You think you probably knows... Something's off. He seems to be mostly honest, but like he's not... Say name.
An Irish boy, you say?
Probably Irish.
Hmm.
Lots of freckles.
Dirty Irish.
You said you got a what?
Nine.
Okay.
Just trying to figure out an appropriate way to try and grill him for more information.
Yes.
Sir, just say something. I guess you could say something like this. Sir, some very important things were stolen. If there's anything else you happen to know, I'd love it if you'd tell me.
Mm-hmm. Well, the items that were stolen were hunting supplies, pistols and a hatchet.
Yes, I remember you say.
Yeah, not something a boy would need. That seems kind of strange.
He's desperate. He can do anything for money.
A boy like that must be working for someone else, though. Wouldn't you say?
That's a mighty conspiracy. Maybe you have enemy who want to see you not go hunting.
Well, there was
you have very spiteful enemy.
That is spiteful because you go on this week long trip to go hunting and then you find out that, oh, I don't got no fucking gear. And then you take the week long trip, go back to your get your gear and then go back.
You well, have spiteful enemy.
There was this chap once who I beat in a fencing tournament.
Ah, sore loser.
Yes,
indeed. I think his words.
Indeed.
Yes, I've had those. Maybe he Irish boy? Would he resort to Irish?
Perhaps. If only just to play at my... at me more.
Ah. Da is Russian. Ja is German.
I walk out wearing a funny hat.
Communist!
You calling me a commie?
Aki is da.
Aki is da. Gerda.
Sniper. Screw this. No, he never stabbed.
That game became so funny. I remember when you guys were going, oh, this is a really hard part. Out walks four or five of the, whatever?
Called Ganados.
Ganados. And you're like, oh, crap. And I ran up on the ladder and just went. I'm like, ha ha, AI Pathfinder.
Dude, eventually to most of us that game became a joke.
Although it was a lot of fun.
You'll notice, even after a point, Expert wasn't very scary to me, excluding with a few exceptions.
What do you mean, you just unloaded infinite Tommy gun on people? Anyway.
Infinite money that I ended up getting.
It was always the instant kill, big ass scythe ones.
Yeah, I hate those.
It was funny. Tier 2. Tier 3? Nowhere near as scary, because they just popped out and then you could shoot them.
And then you got buttons to push them off.
Anyway. Not the sights.
So.
Well. Thank you very much. I may be coming back to you at some point, but...
I'll be watching this development.
Yes, please keep me informed. That seems rather disturbing.
Yeah.
Did you actually manage to get the additional information out of him?
Uh-huh. Kind of.
Can we walk around a little bit? Weird.
Sure, I think I see Liam over there. We can go talk with him.
He's near the edge.
Oh, come on, there's nothing to be scared of.
No, I'm right here. Yeah, you can call him over.
All right, fine.
Hey, Liam! Bloody Americans!
It's a very American thing to do.
Hey, you! Over there!
That's one of the things that Uncle, when he went out to Europe, always said. He's like, you could tell which ones were the Americans.
Shut up!
I'd ask you not to yell across the whole ship for me, please.
Bloody hell, right?
It was only half the ship.
Right. Well, it seems perhaps my, some old fencing rival of mine is on the ship, or has hired someone on the ship, a little boy. Little Irish boy, perhaps.
Irish.
Wait, what? Do I have issues with the Irish?
Of course you're American. And this is 1892.
I'm from the far west, though. Do I
think everyone hates the Irish.
Yeah, true.
Did you played Red Dead Redemption? You don't remember the Irishman.
I didn't give her... Oh, by the way, the zombie expansion came.
Yes, yeah, I was looking at it. I'm like...
That's exciting. I want to see it, because they have the horses.
I was just so irritated with what they did the last quarter of the game. I was like, oh, come on.
I hardly played, like, the beginning, so I don't know. But it seems cool.
So stupid.
So much squandered potential.
So much squandered potential. I was just sitting there spitting flames. That would have made a perfect intro to the next game. Ugh. Anyway.
No, they kill you.
I don't mind them killing you. It's the fact that you go from this epic motherfucking showdown, and then for the next 45 minutes to hour, you go back to only farming, only herding, and then catching horses. That is the next hour after epic showdown, where the game should have ended, and then they kill you.
The government shows up. You get six shots if you have a six-shot pistol. If you have the bigger pistols, you can get a few more in.
It doesn't matter. You die anyway. I was like, an hour of my fucking time. I could see if that was the intro to number two. Here's how you do horse ranching. Here's how you do all that again. But no.
Maybe number three?
Or number three. Yeah, I was just sitting there like, after epic motherfucking showdown, I'm going to sit here and wrangle horses? Damn you. I'm going to pick flowers? Really? Really?
Anyway.
Yes, you're picking flowers. You get attacked by cougar. You have to start over.
Anyway, I'll ask around about another fencer on the boat, I guess.
Sure, go ahead.
What are you doing, Ivan?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Compliment.
Escorting around, chasing people for insulting you.
Pretty much.
Okay. You can always come over and help us out again.
I'm gonna say, because it is... It. Though this is not into my character's mind right now, it is very inappropriate for me to be clamped onto his arm with us alone at the moment.
You're the bodyguard. And you're obviously terrified. I don't think they'll care.
Okay. Okay. Are we there yet?
Ivan, we need your assistance here.
I only have a D4 for persuasion.
It's
better than any of us have, except Ryan. And this is streetwise, not persuasion.
Oh, streetwise... This is D4 anyway.
Alright, that'll give a plus one to what you got.
So three.
Three! Okay.
Yeah, would my assistance help at all?
Yeah, if you get a four, with all your penalties, you get to add one.
And you need common bond to spend bennies on other people.
Yes, right? That is correct.
You could always spend your Benny Ryan.
I suppose so.
If you think you can get a four.
Because I already rolled once and did poorly, so...
Maybe.
Two or better.
I need a four.
Yep.
Because I have a minus two for being an outsider and a minus two for not having streetwise as a skill.
Okay.
This was probably a wasted Benny on my part.
Yeah, I don't know why you Bennied that then.
Because I can never hurt.
if you spend the bidding.
Well, I was.
Can I get bonuses for being terrified of a woman on his arm?
I got one.
Since you spent yours, I wanted to see if it was going to be fruitful or not.
No.
Well, that gives me the extra one.
So
I have
three,
four.
So four.
Congratulations. Nope, there are no other fencers on board.
I saw that coming.
Yeah.
You're asking a guy you just met on a boat. Anyway, as you guys are finished gathering information, kind of clinging around, maybe that's why you weren't helping. You have this woman on your arm, screaming into your ear anytime the ship rocks slightly.
I've taken to doing this.
Trying to balance me with it? Well, you're doing that to scare me more.
Nope, I'm exercising.
It's a continuous weightlifting material.
The hum now. Kind of. Whitman. You guys are now coming up in full view of the ship. You guys can see the ship. It is sitting there.
So we're going around it?
Yeah, you guys have kind of curved out. It can just, I guess it is moving slowly. But you can see it's just kind of sitting there. Yep, it's looks brand new, looks fancy. No one on it.
That's creepy.
And you'll notice that all the passengers are kind of like,
we got it.
As a lot of the valley's like, please return to your room.
Please return to, bloody hell.
They're in my wallet.
Oh, God, I'm glad I returned to my room. Gladly.
Then go back to your room.
If I let go, I might fall in.
Fall in where?
I walk you to the door to your cabin area, set you down there.
Okay, thank you.
You scurry off.
I'll be in here. Yell at me if you need anything.
Okay.
Can you see anyone on the ship?
No.
Hmm.
I see no one.
No one's driving. It's just like an abandoned ship.
Yeah. You guys see all the lifeboats are still sitting there.
But no one's left.
That is really creepy.
You can see the captain's kind of up there talking with the lieutenant. He's like,
you know, if this was a dime novel, the engines would fail here soon.
I can't just say something.
A dime novel?
Surprisingly, it's not a dime novel. Engines still work.
I'm sorry, would it be dime novel or penny novel?
Penny novel.
Penny novel.
Dime would be far too much for something like this. Are you kidding me? Up until the 1940s, it was a Nickelodeon. Nickel for a movie.
Is the bathroom upstairs broken?
The bathroom.
Oh, no, I removed the top of the tank because the chain keeps getting stuck underneath the plug, so it doesn't refill.
And could you cook the food? I'm sick. And you guys pedal on.
Well, I don't see how we could convince the
Try and talk to the captain. Now's the time.
I guess
otherwise, you guys will just go right past it.
I would like to...
Because I don't want to be too predictable and have the engines break down right now.
I kind of figured... My half thought was, if this is really cliched, the moment I say this, the engines will die.
Well,
if you want to stop, I'll come aboard. I'm going to go talk to...
Is there a pirate flag on top of the ship?
No. It's an American flag.
It's an American flag?
Well,
American.
There might be some people on board still there.
Are you heroic?
I am loyal.
You're loyal? You might want to go see. Those are other Americans. I mean, you're not exactly loyal to all Americans, but it's kind of like...
I also have orders which may or may not be standing.
As a U.S. Marshal, I could see...
You want to investigate.
Okay, I suppose I'll...
Why don't you come along with me and speak to the captain?
We'll
present our case.
I definitely need to see if there's someone still alive on that ship.
Indeed.
All right, so you walk into the captain, nice, old, distinguished gentleman, obviously in the Navy for years, big mutton chops. Big, bushy beard.
Sir?
Bike.
A good day to you, sir.
What are you doing?
What
would I have you do, gentlemen? If I was wrong, good.
Everything's going all right. We'd like to make a request, though.
I've already heard about you, Mr. Bullock. Working on that facility. There seems to be another incident that seems to have my attention.
Another incident?
Yes.
What might that be?
He points to the boat.
Ah.
Oh, that was actually part of our issue.
I don't want to do your business.
Do you come with subtitles?
I only understood about half of what we said before.
Sorry, what the GM decided.
Well, sir, I'm a U.S. Marshal. I pull out my badge. It's part of my duty as a marshal. I must attempt to protect any American lives that are at stake. I feel it might be in our best interest to stop so that we might investigate the ship, make sure there's no one injured or hurt.
Can we persuade?
Can I assist?
Sure, you can assist.
Damn it, Ryan! I suppose if this fails, Ryan can always make his own attempt.
Yeah, that's right. And also, I could see you putting in a D4 in persuasion here eventually.
And it's 5.
You'll get a plus 1.
I only have a net of a minus 3! Damn outsider penalties.
There's a 1, 2.
2? And then you also get plus 2 for bringing in orders. He's a distinguished gentleman. I tried to give you that hint that
sure.
I have orders. This is.
You and your group will be in order. And two of the crewmen.
Two of the crewmen along with us? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Oh. I've repeated everything, right?
He likes making certain he's correct. He's
yes.
Very.
I'm just verifying your.
Hey,
all right.
Okay, I will get another ship down and we'll turn back a boat.
Thank you, sir.
All right. I'm going to go grab my shotgun, just in case. I'm going to play this
and scrounge up some ammo.
I figure I'm going to go talk to. The biggest, best thing to do is go talk to the hunter we're with.
Yes. You need shotgun ammo, please.
Can I get 25 rock salt shells and 25 regular shells?
Why bother using rock salt?
Well, ghost ship. You can never be too careful.
Please. I understand, but.
Thank you very much.
Ones with the white bands are rock salt, ones with the red bands are buckshot.
Thank you very much, sir. Unfortunately, I was robbed of the rest of my ammo.
I had heard.
And my pistol. And
heard.
My axe.
I still heard.
Did you hear that they also stole my virginity?
No, I believe some whore stole that long ago. You're from the West, please.
Alright.
Alright, and let's go ahead and pause really fast. So you guys, who all, I assume you gather up all 4 of you party members?
Well, Jessica, are you even willing to get in a small lifeboat to go over to another boat?
Over there.
But she's loyal.
Yeah.
I said, why?
Take loyalty for a reason.
We're heading over. It's an American ship. No one seems to be on it. Liam and I are going to check to see if there are any survivors and if they need help.
So I assume the captain has stopped this ship to allow us to do that, otherwise they're leaving us behind.
They're stopping us.
Convince the captain.
If they're leaving us behind, I'll try and convince you to stay.
They are leaving us behind. He's given us express orders to get the ship up and running again so we have a naval base for the rippers.
It turns out the captain was a ripper.
My repair is not that high.
Don't worry, we've been assured all we need to get is the hexagonal crank, the Raven Crest, and
and an ink ribbon.
And an ink ribbon.
So you can save after you've done it.
I'm sure they're all lying around the ship somewhere. We just have to kill all of the zombies infesting it.
And solve the puzzles on the way.
And solve all the puzzles along the way.
Oh, why is there a giant pendulum trap in the middle of this cruise ship? You know what? Honestly,
there's a torture chamber in the ship.
You know, honestly, there is one game on a cruise ship where I can accept that stuff. The one written by the guy from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Starship Titanic. There's literally a point at the beginning. There is a ticking doomsday device on the ship. If you don't convince it not to blow up, at the end of the game, it blows up the ship. After you've gotten off, it apparently takes a really annoying parrot with it, but...
okay, Sure. I can come.
Okay.